Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to DQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. And with me this evening, I will have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby will be calling in. But we do have a special guest for this evening. Our special guest is a powerful man of God. We're going to bring him on the line with us right now. I would like to welcome Brother Eric Bendros to DQ Palace. Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much. I am blessed and highly favored. I thank you for having me.
And we thank you for joining us this evening.
And how are you, Lavina?
I'm doing pretty good, Went to church. We had two services. So I'm doing pretty good. A little tired this evening, but I'm good. What we're going to do real fast, because we do have Minister L. Weathersby that's going to open up in prayer for us. So just hold on 1 second. Okay? We're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come right back, okay?
Sounds great.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I. Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Yeah!
right. Welcome back to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. And with me, I do have our special guest this evening, Mr. Eric Vendros, and I also have Minister Arthur L. Weathersey. Welcome. Right, Minister Weathersey?
Yes.
I'm not sure what was happening with the phone lines, but
I got an idea. It ain't nothing but the enemy. I woke up this morning with an idea that God, there was going to be a mighty movement of God on this day, and I declared that thing, and the enemy ain't happy about that.
All right.
And you know what happens, right? The enemy still tries to attack no matter what.
Oh, no question. He don't give up. I got to give him credit for that. He's persistent, but he can't win.
That's right. But we do have, I call him man of God, Brother Eric Vendros is with us. We're going to have Minister Weathersey open up in prayer this evening. And then for anyone that's looking for prayer towards the end of the show, we'll have our special guest pray for them at that time.
Wonderful.
Right. Amen.
So, Minister Weathersey, if you can open up for us.
Amen, amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us, Lord God, from last Sunday up until now, from last evening until now, and even throughout this day, Father God. But first, before I go any further, I ask that you forgive me for any and all sins I may have committed on this day. Anything that I did that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight, I ask for forgiveness. And now, dear Lord, that we're here, we're praying and believing, oh Lord God, that this day is not over, and so you, Father God, so you're going to yet be glorified in all that we do on this day. We ask that you bless GQ Palace, Father God, Spiritual Sunday, Father God, for this is your program, Lord God, that is done in your honor and in your glory, oh Father God. And we pray that in all things that be done on this day, all things that be said on this day, that you be glorified, oh Father God, and that you be pleased with our service. Bless the owner, Rich Money, Father God, Rich Archibald, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Continue to take him higher and higher in you, oh Lord God, and continue to allow him to increase, oh Father God, in you and in all things that you put forth for his hands, oh Father God. Let there be increase. Bless the host, Lavina Polite, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God. Continue to strengthen her, oh Father God. Continue to encourage her heart. Continue to allow her to, Father God, to continue to go forth and just do what you've called her out to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you bless all the staff members, oh, Father God, everyone's families, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, anyone that's associated with GQ Palace, oh, Father God, our special guest on this evening, oh, Lord God, and strengthen him as well, oh, Father God, encourage his heart, oh, Father God, for the work that's yet lays before him, oh, Father God, that you've already predestined that shall be done. Father God, we just believe in by faith that all things will be done once again to your glory and to your honor. And we're decreeing this right now that Satan has no hold on anything that's going to be done on this program on this evening. Oh, he's going to try, Father God, and we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. And this is my prayer, and I submit it on this evening in the precious name of my Lord and Savior. With thanksgiving in my heart, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. So, Brother Pendros, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. First of all, I'm very glad to be here, and thank you so much, Minister Weathersey, for that awesome prayer. And thank
bless
you, Lavina,
sir,
again for having me. Well, I am an entertainer. I'm a writer, inspirational writer, a number of things, but most of all, after it's all said and done, I definitely want to be remembered as a man of God, as you said before.
Yeah.
Jesus is my sole reason for living. And yeah, it's been a road, you know. It's been a tough road, but as Jesus has said to us in the Bible, that you shall have tribulation, you know. But he's overcome the world for us. He's done everything already for us. We just have to latch on to him, hold on, because the promise is certain, you know. So in my quest for fulfilling certain passions of mine, like I mentioned, you know, in the entertainment industry, with singing, that was where I first started off with, you know, the music, and then there was acting, and always was able to write well, glory be to God, all these gifts from God, you know, and started out pretty much in the secular world on an independent level, and then, you know, I drifted away from Christ. I was brought up in the church, Missionary Baptist Church, and, you know, I converted to Islam, but how many of us know that Muhammad don't have nothing for us? There's only you, you know? And so Christ found me one day again. It was just so, it was so beautiful, such a moment. You know, you ever had one of those profound moments where it could be years later, and you know exactly what you were doing, where you were sitting at or standing, you know. Mm-hmm. And he found me, and I came back. And he welcomed me after I turned my back on. But even still then, I still had some growth, you know, in him. Mm-hmm. And so here lately, God revealed to me my purpose. You know, out of all these talents and gifts, you know, I was there trying to glorify myself. You know, I was a nice person. I am a nice person, but there was something missing, you know. And he showed me I need to use all those talents and gifts that he gave me to glorify him. And in that glorifying of him, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So I found out that if I just seek after him, all these desires of mine of my heart, which will be in line with him because I'm seeking after him, will just be added to me automatically. So, you know, he revealed to me that I'm one of his messengers.
Right.
I have to get his message out to glorify God in the earth.
Amen. Amen. And what started you with the inspirational writing? I saw your website, and on your website you have different, I don't want to say different blogs, but you have like different, kind of like different blogs up there, but they're spiritual. What started you to do that?
The Holy Spirit. Like I said, last year, the Lord revealed to me that I'm one of his messengers, and I have to definitely... He led me to an awesome church here in Miami, in Palmetto Bay, Faith Bridge Fellowship, and an awesome man of God, Pastor Nathaniel Sweeting. And I don't want to say it's a new brand of Christianity, because it's not. It's true Christianity, which is, we don't, a lot of folks, a lot of us, thou shalt not, it's in the Bible, we definitely shouldn't do certain things. You know, we should keep God's commands. But a lot of folks tend to beat people over the head with that. And it makes it a deterrent, because what about the thou shalt? You know, what about loving kindness, long suffering, patience, forgiveness, grace and mercy, things that are of Christ, that if you get that down, if you get that submitted heart unto God down, those thou shalt nots will become automatic.
Right.
You know, of course, we're always going to fall short. You know, Jesus bridges the gap between us and the Father. You can't get to the Father unless, you know, you go to Jesus. But that's where grace and mercy comes in. Now, however, that is not a license to sin, of course. We know that. You know, Paul talks about that in the New Testament. You know. But the inspirational writing, this revelation from the Holy Spirit, and I just feel I have to get it out in order to do my part to win as many souls to Christ as possible.
Okay. All right. And what is your, would you like to tell everyone your, would you like to give everyone your testimony? You kind of shared a tad bit of it, but I'm sure behind everything, there's a strong testimony there.
Absolutely. Yes, amidst, I touched on like those desires of my heart and kind of putting that before the Lord. And yeah, I desire to be, you know, my how I got into the, I discovered I could sing at a young age. And, you know, Michael Jackson was my favorite artist. And, you know, just that love and acceptance. You see him on stage and, you know, he was all these people falling over him and stuff. Just that love. But what I was searching for, all in all, I was searching for something, you know, in all the wrong places, you know. Mm-hmm. I wanted the fame, the you know, the money would have been nice, you know, and then also that one to share my life, you know, and I am divorced. I married at a young age and got divorced, and then there were other relationships after that. Mm-hmm. And but see, why it wasn't working was because I called myself throwing Jesus in here and there. You know, when Jesus found me again, and you know, I was going to church and enjoying the praise team. But I didn't truly have a submitted heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you can't do is play with the Lord. You know?
That's mm-hmm. right.
You shouldn't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, to see, I had genuine intentions. You know, when you don't, it's one thing you don't know any better and then you do know better. Like, I didn't realize that I wasn't truly putting him first. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then when I did come to that realization, when I got tired of doing things my way, you know, and I have to say that again, once I got tired of doing things my way,
right.
and truly cried out, because I went through some dark times, and I couldn't understand, I'm giving this person everything, all of me, and it still wasn't good enough. I didn't even get half that. But you know what? I was supposed to be giving all that to the Lord, you know. And then he'll send me someone perfectly suited. You know, I used to feel in my spirit all the time, Lord tell me, get my work done first. You know? Get my work done first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't like I was wanting for anything or I was destitute out on the street. You know, God will keep you, even in your mess. He will keep you. So, you know, I'm out doing things my way, just doing things. Until, like I said, I finally just, I had a breakdown. And, you know, it's okay to be broken because sometimes it takes being broken in order for God to build you up. Put you back together again.
Right.
You know, but you got to have that submitted heart. And then, see, some people, they jump to obedience. And I say jump because you can't just say, if you tell a person, be obedient to God. Okay. Well, how do I, you know, it takes more than just saying that. That's what I go back to the laws and rules. If it's not in your heart, you know, it's not, as our pastor says, written on your personal constitution. I'll give an example of what I'm talking about. I was once in this building, and I was at this vending machine. And the Holy Spirit already let me know I didn't need what I was going to purchase anyway. You know, I was going to purchase this thing. So this particular vending machine is notorious for taking people's money, not giving product, what have you. So it did it, just so happened it did it this time. And so I'm shaking the machine, and this little plastic cover that's on the machine, it broke. And so no one was there around me. There were no video cameras. You know, I left, but I didn't just leave it that. I went and sought out the building manager, and I told him what happened. And you know what he said? Because I was ready to I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, I got to pay for this. And he said, don't worry about it. But my point is, what are you inclined to do when it comes to things like that. Are you going to do the right thing? Is it a chore for you to do the right thing, the godly thing?
Right.
That's what I mean by that submitted heart. And then that's when obedience will come easier to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord
Amen.
Says, my yoke is easy. Yeah.
Amen. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and take a couple callers, and Minister Weathersby, we can find out how you've been, you know, for the week.
All right.
I'm sure with your statement, the way you woke up this morning, you know, I'm sure there's a testimony in there. So we're going to go to a song real fast, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
Mm-mm.
So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Press down, weigh me down, God.
Welcome back to Geeky Pal Spiritual Sunday. Sorry about that. I was on mute.
Hey.
Glory to God.
All right.
I gotta ask, who chooses the music? Because I'm loving this. These are some of the same songs I listen to every other day. Get through. Mm.
Right. I choose the music on Spiritual Sunday.
Right. Amen.
But there's a couple of songs. I can't take all the credit. There's a couple of songs that Minister Weathersby mentioned on the air, and we found them and uploaded them, and that was one of them. And also Rich Money, the CEO and host of GQ Palace, he also picks a couple songs, and we play them as well.
Right.
So we share responsibility.
Amen. The Holy Ghost inspired.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Minister, how has your week been?
Oh, the week has been—it's been blessed. It's been awesome. I thank God. I mean, I've had some things that have gone on that have been great, and then I had to attend a homegoing service in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, the town where I preached my initial sermon. Some little over 11 years, 12 years, 11 years ago. It'll be 12 years come September. But God is still awesome. And that song right there, I just listened to the song because you know I love it and listen to the lyrics. I know that was an exclamation point for my brother's testimony, but that's a great testimony song right there for me as well. Because folks need to understand, God does not force anything on us. He does not force himself on us. But when you're in a personal relationship with the Lord, you know, we all falter from time to time, and we will slip. But when you're in a personal relationship with the Lord, I'm a firm believer that you will only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you would only go so far is because of that relationship, and then that's how God keeps you. Because before, when you're just about ready to let go, that relationship that you have with him, it won't allow it to happen.
Right.
And that's how God keeps you. And I'm so grateful for that. I love that song. That's a powerful message right there.
Yes, sir.
And on today, like I said, I woke up with a mind that God was going to have. There's going to be a mighty movement of God in our worship on our services throughout the day. And I ain't been disappointed, but the devil has been upset. But that's all right. He just had to be upset because he ain't in control and it ain't his party. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad and therein. So I'm just grateful to God. I've enjoyed everything I've done, been involved with this morning, from Sunday school to worship service, praise and worship services, and then the outreach ministry I do at this rehab with the residents of this rehab facility here in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. And I'm just grateful to God. I'm just blessed like that.
All right.
Amen.
I'm blessed like that. That's right. And folks sitting up there listening to me saying, that's a pompous something coming out of his mouth. No, it's not. I'm making my boast in the Lord. Amen.
Right. Yeah.
The Bible lets me know that I can do that. When the Lord is blessing you in whatever the blessings are, it don't have to be anything absorbent, you know, something crazed or you know, how people put weight on the blessings that they get. No, the Lord blessed me to wake up this morning. I'm blessed like
there
that.
There it is. All right. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, I'm breathing. I got a measure of intelligence. I'm blessed like that.
All right. Amen.
You know your right hand from your left hand?
Yes, sir. I'm blessed like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to
it's
be no
real.
Rocket scientist. I don't need no be no PhD or whatever. I'm blessed like that.
That's right.
You know,
when
you Satan ain't got nothing, and he ain't gonna get nothing.
No, bro. And what's been and the key is when you know, when you know what you know, and you know, there's another song, Vina, that I like too as well that we've talked about in the past. Pastor Smokey Norfolk says that, you know what, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know God for myself. And that's about what you were talking about earlier too, bro. It's about that personal relationship. That's what allows us to be able to overcome things and to move in the areas that God will utilize us in the way that he can utilize us when you establish that personal relationship with him. And there ain't nothing wrong with getting to a state of, like you said, brokenness and humbleness,
yes.
because that's what
yes.
that's where God wants us to be. He don't
yes.
want us to be walking around here all puffed up and prideful about ourselves, believing that I got it like this, I can do this and I can do that. No, what you need to do is to recognize, like the Bible says, when you are made weak, he's made strong.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Ooh.
That's when you know where your help comes from.
Amen.
Mm. Holy Ghost is in the midst, I tell you.
Amen. I'm telling you, the devil's mad, but that's all right.
That's right.
That's what we come to do, to make him mad.
That's right.
I just wanted to piggyback off some points there, but oh, you hit some points. But one of the, aside from salvation, you know, aside from the salvation that we have by the shedding of Jesus' blood, the other most powerful thing God has given us is choice. That is so powerful because, like you say, he doesn't force himself on us. You know, and in my testimony online, you know, Lavina mentioned about my writings. And I say, you know, every time I gave it to him and took it back, hey, just go ahead, do your thing. You know,
that's right.
You know, he's not going to take away your choice, and he ain't going to force himself on you, because that wouldn't be, it just wouldn't be like him, you know.
No.
He's all about, because see, once you're compelled to turn to him, you're not letting go. Like, that brings me to the next point, and we had this scripture all last year, Psalm 62, and you know, in our year of expectation at my church. And I'm just going to read the first two verses. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't say I won't be moved at all. See, now I'm getting to that point where you said you had a personal and close relationship with God when you know Jesus. Yeah, we fall short because, you know, we're only human. You know, we fall short, but we won't be greatly moved. We'll only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then your connection with him pulls you back. It's a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What we're going to do is we're going to go for a caller real fast. Welcome to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Chanel.
Hi, Chanel. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Yes, I want to touch on a song that I heard the minister mention. I know it was the blood. Because I was raised up in the church, and it was a deliverance church, and I didn't always do what I was supposed to do. And I strayed off and came back to the Lord, and I just want to thank God for his mercy, because he did not have to wait for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for that, because he didn't have to wait for me to get me together. Like, who am I?
Mm.
You know? And he's just so merciful. He is so merciful,
yeah.
And I thank God for the radio show, because I'm just learning about it. And it just really warms my heart to know that there's a radio show that is, you know, just representing Christ.
Amen.
And I love it. I love it. God is good. He is good.
Amen.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, y'all know one another.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
my spiritual brother, yes.
Praise
the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
So I'm going to ask you to give words of encouragement to Chanel.
Okay. You know, just for those who have strayed away, if you know the Lord, he's married to the backslider, and those who don't know the Lord, I'm a living testimony. God is real. I'm young. you know, it doesn't make you a square to represent Christ, to walk right. You don't have to be of the world, because as the Bible says, when you are a child of God, you are not of the world. You know what I mean? So when you, once you've given your heart to God, it's very difficult. You'll never fit in. You know what I mean? Because the world will love its own. Mm-hmm. So if you're not saved, try Jesus. Mm. If you're backslided, you know how to fall on your face. God is merciful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen on that.
I just want to encourage you, Chanel, keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, keep taking in the Word of God. And that heart you have, oh, my goodness, it's a beautiful thing. You know, just keep doing what you're doing, seeking after Him even more and more. And as you've already seen, He's blessing you, and there's more to come.
Yes.
Amen. And I would concur with that. Absolutely. I would totally concur with that, because the Bible lets us know that one of the most difficult things to come across and to get hold to is a virtuous woman. Yeah. Says, who can find it?
Mm-hmm.
But that he that finds her finds a good thing.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. And it's a mighty, mighty good thing when you have a woman of God that really loves the Lord and is sold out for Christ. Amen. Bishop Hezekiah Walker in the Love Fellowship Choir says, I'm sold out and my mind is made up.
Amen.
And when you have that kind of an attitude, no matter what goes on or what comes up, we do have to acknowledge the fact that we're human, so we're imperfect. And I only say that because I hear somebody in the background talking about, I'm not perfect and I'm only human. You know what? That's not a revelation to God. I'm sorry.
That is right.
That's not a revelation to God. He knows that. That's why we needed Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's just
because
an
he knows
Amen.
We're not perfect. But let me just make this really plain and clear. When
mm-hmm.
you become saved and born again, then that line that we like to throw out there, forget about it. You
right.
got the Holy Spirit. And
right.
the Holy
yeah.
Spirit will perfect you or complete you in the
Amen.
Things that pertain to God if you
yeah.
submit your will.
That's right.
Yeah.
If
Amen.
You submit your will. And I'm really enjoying this, because I'm hearing two young people that are have a mind that's made up to serve the Lord, and it does not matter what we did in the past. As far as I may have started in the Lord and I fell off and whatever, that's quite all right. All things work together for good. And besides, God knew what was going to happen before we even done it, and He needs you to have gone through all of that so that you can come forth into your present and be able to be lost into your future so that you can minister to somebody else.
That's right.
And tell them how you made it over.
Absolutely.
So I encourage both of you to continue to keep on abiding within the Lord and allow Him to abide within you. And as you do that, then, you know, He's not going to hold no good thing from you when you walk uprightly.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's scripture. Amen. That's right.
Psalm 84:11.
I do have a question, though. With the power of forgiveness, is it necessary to tell the person that you forgive them, or should you just, your action should show them that you forgive them?
You know, the Bible sort of tells us that we should tell the person that we forgive them, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, in one particular scripture where the Bible suggests that if you have a gift, that you would lay down the gift before the altar and offer it up to God, before you do that and you realize that you have aught or something against a brother, then you
Amen.
Go back to that person and you get that thing right.
Amen.
Because it's one thing to... You got to tell them, because it's one thing to act like that you forgive them, because some folks are pretty good actors.
Right.
Some folks are pretty good actors. They can be acting like they forgive somebody, but they ain't forgave nobody. It's like a lot of folks that are, we got some folks that are acting like they saints, I'm saved, but they're going through the motion, and the Bible speaks to that as well. You honor me
right.
with your lips, but your heart is far from me.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Right. Because it's just, you know, and here's the key. I think probably, ooh, I just thought the Holy Ghost. That ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. Not only should we go on and confess that thing and get it right with that person on a verbal, but then there's a two-part to that as well. Because, again, the Bible's mentioned about Jesus said that you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And what he meant by that was is that, you know what, there's no evidence of that forgiveness coming up out of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's no evidence that you really forgive me.
That's right.
So it's two-part. Yeah, you go and ask that person for forgiveness, but then when you interact with them from then on, it should be evident that you forgave them.
Amen. I agree. Okay. See, I agree. But help me with this, okay? Even if you tell someone that you forgive them, according to the Bible, do you still have to associate yourself with them, or can you forgive them and just continue to keep it moving?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I was going to say that. At the same time, the Lord doesn't want you. The Bible speaks of guarding your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can put certain boundaries, respectable boundaries, and understandable
right.
boundaries in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should forgive, because we all have to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
That's
but
right.
at the same time, and those boundaries aren't meant to offend. Actually, that may help the person to get right. To stop doing that same behavior. Because
right.
that's, in a way, how God does with us. He has loving consequences. Oh, I see you're faulty in this area. Yes, I forgive you. But in order to progress you out of this activity that you still constantly do, I have to treat you like this. And it's not that you're being funny or you know, holding that against the person. You're actually
right.
helping them by not handicapping them and
right.
coddling them into that same behavior, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
oh,
it
absolutely.
Does. Yes, it
and,
does.
And you know, there's another thing as well with this. There's another scripture that talks about let us set aside every sin and weight that so easily besets us. Now, when you look at listening to that, this can also be applied to if you know sometimes some people that we associate with, they're not good for us spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Now you don't. That don't mean that you hate them or you don't like them or you don't love them, but they're hindrance. And,
right.
yeah, you can have somebody that may have done something to you and you forgave them, but does it mean that you have to keep being around them, particularly if they're causing you to, you know, go places that you don't need to be going or even to stop you from going places where you do need to go? Because some folks are just, some people are not happy when they see you moving in the Lord and the Lord moving in your life. And
right.
they will allow the enemy to utilize them to be a stumbling block to you. And that's a weight. That's
yes,
a weight that you need to let go. I'm going to love you from a distance.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I will do. I will love you from a distance.
That's right. That's
exactly.
right.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No.
Right. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a phone, then we're going to come back, and we're going to take a caller, okay? Chanel, just stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Alright. Hello? Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seems like life is getting real strange.
I hear you.
Anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know, when I try to pray, there's a voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TDJ.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. Please, your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Although you're hot.
lay it off and I top it off the rinse, dude. So tell me what I gotta get.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You sure.
Storms won't last.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
What did man do for a
man? He told me to tell you everything.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online, too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi, you're on the cover of Time Magazine.
See, but you're looking at it now, and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine, too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong. When your smile is gone,
I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said,
yeah, but see, y'all don't feel my pain. And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. Lay it off and then top it off and rinse do. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta get.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me?
Sure.
And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, the thumb you got to know. God still cares.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father,
Father,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take me.
Take
control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 Feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always. And in Christ Jesus, you got so much to gain.
You see, your trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember, my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
there's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've been made to suffer now.
And he told me to get away.
It's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to a caller real fast. Welcome to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Teresa.
Hi, Minister Teresa. How are you?
Feeling good. How are you all tonight?
Good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Wonderful. I just want to share a quick testimony. Just to say that I'm grateful and thankful to God for bringing us through another day. We have a lot of snow here. Haven't really been able to go anywhere. But, you know, inside of the house is warm. We don't know what the temperature is like unless we open the door. We may not have everything we want, but for today we have everything we need. So I'm definitely grateful and thankful just to have my children home safe and watching the news with so many accidents. No hurt, harm, or danger came before me or my family. So I'm thankful on today. For every reason the devil wants to give me to complain, I find that same reason to rejoice and thank God for remaining. And so that's the testimony I wanted to share. I had a question for the guest speaker. I didn't catch his name. I do apologize.
Oh, yes. I'm Eric Bendra. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Eric?
Yes,
yes.
I'm Eric Bendra. Yes.
Okay, praise God. The question, just from your spiritual knowing, you know, why is it so hard for us as people to just be ourselves? You have so many of us that we fake and we try to pretend to be who everyone else thinks we should be instead of just being who God has already called, predestinated, ordained us to be. Why is it so hard for us to just be ourselves? Just coming up, and more often also, second part question, in the ministry, you know, in the church, contrary to popular opinion, most of the deceitfulness is going on inside of the house, which is supposed to be of God. Why is that? Why is the devil so successful inside of what's supposed to be the house of God?
Well, I believe I'm calling upon the Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks about lust of the eye and, you know, and pride. See, our flesh, if you don't feed your spirit enough, your flesh will win out every time, you know. And the Bible speaks about how we should be more concerned with the one that can destroy not only the body and the soul, you know, instead of the one that just can destroy the body. But we get caught up in what man thinks, because, see, what we have to realize is all this around us is just temporary. You know, this is not our final resting place. This is not our final destination, you know, but we get caught up in the now, you know. God moves through time, space, and time like it ain't nothing. He's omnipresent and you know, fully functional when it comes to all that stuff. But we lean to our own understanding to get to your answer here. We definitely lean to our own understanding, and we allow the flesh to think for us. We think fleshly instead of in the spirit. But if we feed our spirit more and stay in the word and seek after him, that's how we can overcome that.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Weathersby, would you like to answer the question as well?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on what Brother Eric was saying. And one of the things is that there's no problem, and that we need to understand, there's no problem if you want to measure yourself. But the problem is that you're measuring yourself against the wrong person. When you start measuring yourself against other people, then you get that's when you get crazed, and you try to emulate and be like and be something else other than who you are. But if you're going to measure yourself against Christ. That's the standard. That's the standard for any Christian. And then once you measure yourself against Christ, knowing that there's no way that we're going to be Christ, but we can be Christ-like in all things that we do, and be confident and secure in who God says that you are. That's another reason why some folks try to be something other than who they are, because they're not confident in themselves. They're not confident in their relationship with the Lord. They're not confident in who God says they are, and so therefore they try to be somebody else. And that's a danger for us, because the enemy don't mind us role playing trying to act like somebody else other than to be who God says we are. Because if we're doing, if we're acting like somebody else, then quite obviously we're not living in our purpose.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
You're following after somebody else, and what generally happens is that's very close if it isn't to being covetous. You know, when you start to act like somebody, try to emulate somebody, then you're trying to be what they are and who they are and have what they want. And, oh, that's a danger. That's a danger. Clearly, you're out of focus. You need to readjust that focus.
That's right.
And if you're going to measure yourself against Christ. And then allow the Holy Spirit to do what he does. I'm real quick to say, because my favorite New Testament scripture says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Mm,
it ain't got nothing to do about Arthur, but it is about the one that lives within me.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Because Jesus said that Satan wants to sift us as wheat. We also have to keep that in mind. You know, every time we get comfortable, we have to realize that there, as Minister Weathersby says, he's there. He's not just going to stop. He has a job. He has a job too, you know.
Right. Minister Sanders, while I do have you on the air, some of you know, some of you don't know, but I would just like to tell you that I do forgive you for everything that took place pertaining to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things was said, a lot of things was done, you know, but at the, you know, end of the day, you know, I do forgive you for everything that was said and done.
That means a lot. Praise God. I love you, too. I just talked to Rick as well. And that means a lot. I love you guys so much. And I was just telling Rich, I see how this is growing. That's when you're truly doing what God wants you to do. And he's going to bless in a mighty way. So I'm just thankful and grateful just for y'all still welcoming me and allowing me here. You know, the devil tried to win, but God, to God be the glory. And this is what God wants from us. He knows we're going to make mistakes, but God is so good anyway.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Y'all got me in tears over here.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying about that enemy, why he was not happy about what was going to transpire on this day. A mighty movement of God is when – this is something that's a mighty movement of God. You know, what we have to understand in the body of Christ, we are under major attack. Why things
yeah.
you may mention earlier, Minister Teresa, about things happening within, and they happen within the church. That's because we're under attack. We're under serious attack by the enemy.
Yep.
And what he's doing, and his goal is to break us down. And to break us down by separating us, getting us all at odds with one another over some nonsensical stuff that don't matter. And once he does that, he creates division. And once he creates a division, then he's able to do what he wants to do, which is to attack us singularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he don't want you. He don't want us in numbers. When you're in numbers, that's strength. That's power. He don't want that. He don't want the day of Pentecost happening with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He does not want that to happen. He would prefer to deal with us one-on-one and catch us when we're in our most vulnerable state. And I want to let people know, I don't care how strong you and mature you are in the Lord, if you allow yourself to get separated from the body of Christ and from Christ, you are setting yourself up for a major hit by the enemy.
Yes.
And he's a expert marksman.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. So, of course, that goes back to the question that I had asked earlier. If you forgive someone, do you have to tell the person that you forgive that person?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the reason why is because you don't give no place to the devil. He can't claim no kind of victory whatsoever. In something when you do something like that. And I think it's vitally important because, again, the enemy wants us to just go through the motions. I was talking about somebody about this the other day. If you're given 99.9% of what God has placed within you, you know what? The devil is happy with that.
Right.
Because you ain't given 100.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You're
Amen.
Not giving your all. That's
Amen.
A victory for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're able to get past that. If we fall short and we come up short, thank God we got some help, and that's the importance of allowing the Holy Spirit to do what He does. That's our helper. Let the help be the help, and He's more than able to provide that tenth of a percent that we need. We just have to rely upon Him.
Right.
Amen.
And of course,
it's so important.
Go ahead.
It's so important not to also grieve the Holy Spirit as well.
Yes, sir.
You know, every time that we do come across like a crossroad and we choose that path and we know good and well we shouldn't go that route, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Within us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What we're going to do, we're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hello, everyone.
You come in laughing. You went to church today? Yes, I'm putting you on the spot.
No. I didn't. Actually, I'm in Philadelphia with my daughter and my grandson. I brought him back home.
Okay, excellent.
And, man, it's cold out there.
Yes, it is.
But I just want to thank God that, you know, I'm here.
That's right.
I'm live, well, and I just, you know, thank him for another day.
Yeah.
Look, and thanking him for having your grandson home with you.
Yes, he was with me for since Thursday.
Okay.
And that was my Valentine's Day gift.
Aww.
you know Sister Lavina?
Yes.
He's been with you since Thursday.
You heard that, right?
Scratch what I was just getting ready to say. And the reason you didn't go to church today was because of what?
What?
I didn't have no excuse. I have no excuse.
You know what? You know what I'm saying? I was about ready to give her some grace and mercy. I was about ready to give, but I was only going to give her a little bit. This is what I was going to do. I heard her say that she went to pick up her grandson and went to her daughter to pick up her grandson. So I'm saying, okay. But then the Holy Spirit said, they got churches in Philadelphia. They got a million of them. But then, now I hear he's been there since Thursday. Today is Sunday. Oh, no.
And like I said, I have no excuse.
So that was
he wanted me to spend a night. He wanted me to spend a night, and so that's why I came down today, because they don't have school tomorrow.
So
I will be returning back
to my little house.
I, like I said, I have no excuse. None.
You know what, T, you kind of had me going too. As I was sitting, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, but I spoke to her on Friday and she had her grandson with her.
I have no excuse. Yeah,
but you tried to make one.
She sure did.
No, I wasn't. I just said I'm here in Philadelphia.
Give her the playback.
Let me rewind real fast. I think I'm rubbing off on you now. We're putting people on the spot, you know.
But you know what? I was listening to her, and I'm about ready. I'm giving her grace and mercy. Then the Holy Spirit said, but they got churches in Philadelphia. So that's not a reason why she didn't go. She shouldn't have went to church. Then I heard her say out of her own mouth, my grandson's been with me since Thursday.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Look, so with T having no excuse whatsoever why she did not go praise the Lord this morning.
That's right.
You know, Minister Wesley, you know, the scripture says be as cunning as a serpent and innocent as a dove.
Yeah,
I think that's what you did right there.
Is that what I did, bro? I don't believe in beating people up. I don't believe in beating people up, but I listen intently to what somebody says. And I'm saying, okay, I'm feeling her right now. Okay, she went. That was a good thing.
That's right.
You know, and my God, here's a moment. Good intentions. Ooh, God Almighty Jesus. Intentions are not always good. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good intention folk are going to hell.
Ooh.
A lot of good intention folk are on their way to hell.
Yeah. Now, just to fill you guys in on T, T calls, she's a faithful caller, member of T2 Powell's house, and she does have a church across the street from her house, you know. And
I'm used to them getting me, okay? So what they give and do to me, I'm used to it.
Yes, she is.
I take it with a great deal of love and pride.
They wouldn't say nothing at all. Look, because you know we love you, but to feel them. You know, T has a church across the street that she can go to, and T kept saying, "I'm gonna get in church. I'm gonna go to church more often." So every Sunday she called. My question is, after she says her name, I say, "T, did you go to church?" You know. And one Sunday,
didn't make it that one Sunday, but I am going to be going.
Yeah, that one Sunday she did go, you know, but we're praying that he is going to, you know, continue
with
church.
Please do. No, seriously, yes. I mean, all jokes aside, yes.
You know what?
We pray for you, and we pray that you, you know, will, of course, get that, you know, relationship closer to God, you know, that you want, you know, in your heart. It's just sometimes on Sunday morning, you know, the devil is busy, you know. And
all
the
time, yes.
You know what, Lavina? I just want to read this, and I'm going to leave you alone, T. I ain't going to be messing with you. I just want to read. Yeah, it's okay. I want to read this. Somebody told me about this yesterday, and I wrote it down, and I read it to my Sunday school class this morning. And you know, it's on, the author of it is unknown. They got it from a person at work. It was on their desk. They had it on a plaque or something, other than they copied it and wrote it down. And it just says, it's titled, I Am, and it says, I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly God was speaking. My name is I Am. I waited. God continues. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with the problems and fears, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am. Now, the point of your message is, it ain't, a lot of times people think that, we are never going to ever be able to do what we need to do for the Lord, and we're going to get ourselves together. Some people have the notion that they're going to be able to get themselves together. When you ask them about salvation, well, I'm not ready yet. God is still working on me. God is not dealing with your future. He's dealing with your present.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And the Bible lets us know that the moment in time that you hear the voice of the Lord, don't harden your heart.
Amen.
It's what we need to do right now. So that's more important than the future is not promised to us.
Right.
It is not a given that as I sit here and talk to you right now, the very next second my breath could be taken away from me.
That's true.
The Lord could call me home just like that.
Yeah.
So we don't want to get people to get a confused state of mind of thinking here that, oh, yeah, I got time. I can get this right like that thief on the cross at the 23rd hour. Only reason he was able to get it right because Jesus had not yet died.
Mm.
He was still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Bible says that no man knoweth the hour that he's coming.
Right.
Like a thief in
right.
the night.
Uh-huh.
So my thing is, let's stop talking about what we're going to be doing in the future.
That's right.
Get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get it right now.
That's right.
Especially when the Bible tells you that them that know the way and they choose to do not, oh, my God, you will get whooped with many stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are going through what I call needless suffering.
Yes, you spoke about that before. You want to explain to them what that is, Minister Weathersby?
That's when you're just doing things that God has already instructed you. The Holy Spirit has already instructed you, don't do this or don't go that way. But we because of free will, we exercise that free will, and there we go off and doing our own thing, and we suffer and go through some sufferings that we don't need to go through. Now, we do know, again, like the Romans 8:28 says, that all things work together for good, but why go through something if you don't have to go through it? Because the Bible tells us that we're going to suffer persecution and suffer many things in this life on its own. I don't need to be adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Transgressing the things I create myself to my detriment. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to go to a song real fast. Everyone just stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. He said you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have it.
That's when things
start
happening.
When I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have
his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle to fight. Have to know if I put it in your head, everything will be alright.
Soon as I
stop worrying, I can let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God. He can handle it all, yes he can.
Let go.
Let God. With tears in your eyes.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.
He feels your pain.
Let go.
And he knows your heart.
Let go.
He knows your issues.
Let go.
He knows your struggle.
Let go.
Don't let go.
Let go.
Welcome back to DC Power Spiritual Sunday.
My, y'all must be reading my mind tonight. Y'all playing all my favorites. Next, you're going to be playing Nobody Greater and More Than Anything.
Oh, I got that.
What's he say?
That is my song. That is my song. That is my song. I just want to give the number 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. So you can share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening. That's for everyone that's listening on the computers as well as on the phone as well. We do have a lot of people listening this evening, and that is a wonderful thing. I hope that everyone is enjoying the show. Please don't hesitate to press the 1 button if you'd like to go on the air. But we're going to bring on another caller, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
How's everybody doing? Do I have to say my name? Yes. Know somebody know my voice.
Yes, sir. I know your voice.
I'm
Robin. How's everybody doing? This is Rich Money. How's everybody doing?
All right, sir.
Thank you.
I'm calling to give my testimony because, as far as I know, you know, like I was saying, and I don't know, you know, the line is flooded like what Venus said, but I haven't been going to church, and, you know, since I've been with her, I've been going to church. I got baptized and everything. And today I actually took our two younger boys to get baptized today, so they were really excited about it. So, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a good thing, you know.
Beautiful.
And... ooh, that's a great blowing. Can y'all hear me? Ooh, can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I was looking out the window, so the wind started blowing. I think somebody got mad at me. I had to close the window back.
Uh-oh.
The big breeze started coming in. But, so, you know, I went and took my boys, went to church today and got baptized, you know, at the Unity Baptist Church in Long Island. Unity Baptist Church in Long Island, excuse me. But I've been feeling, you know, a little better lately, like I was telling y'all before about the diabetes situation. So everything's been looking up, you know, it's been coming here and there and everything. So I want to thank God for your prayers and everything, and I want y'all to pray for me again as well.
Right.
And that's really it, because everything's been going real good so far. So we've been looking up. A lot of things have been going real good, I must say.
Amen.
And this show just took off. I think it passed the Friday show, but I ain't gonna say. I just want to say, you know, I really do appreciate everybody that's listening, everybody that's calling, and, you know, and I think that all, we appreciate all the love and support, and I'm saying this for me and my whole team as well, my whole GQ Palace family, which I consider everybody GQ Palace family. So I thank y'all all for y'all support and love. So I would just like a prayer, you know, when y'all get y'all chance at the end of the show.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
At the end, of course, we will. But I'm going to go to the Eric Bendros and Minister Weathersby to give some words of encouragement to Rich Money.
All right, good. You want to go ahead, miss?
No, go ahead, brother Eric.
Rich Money, I'm thankful to you personally. You are doing some great things that, you know, we recently have come in contact, and just you have a genuine, wonderful spirit that's, as we said in the past, right on the show, that our adversity, you know, makes us who we are now, you know. So you've gone through some things, but you're better for it, and then you're spreading the love from those experiences, you know, the treasury of your heart, you know, you're bearing good fruit, and just keep doing what you're doing, brother, and it's going to keep getting better, and God will keep you.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to stand on top of what my young brother just said, because there was two musical artists that I say ministers that just coincide with what he just said. For me, Pastor Smokin' Norfo, you know, he says, even when you don't understand, just trust this plan. And I will tell you, just keep following the plan, Brother Rich. Keep following the plan. And that's the plan of God, and also the plan that those that he has blessed to allow to us to assist us to a better health, you know, doctors and those that are giving you wise counsel. My brother, keep following the plan. And the other thing what my young brother said, which there was a song that came to my mind real instantly when I was listening to you give your testimony. This is another one of from Donald Lawrence and a group that he is associated with called the Merrills, and they sing a song that says, "It only gets better."
Mm-hmm.
It only gets better, and it only gets better when we follow the plan.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to follow the plan.
Yes. Amen.
And when you do that, God will just keep on showing up and do what he does.
That's right.
Okay. Follow the plan, my brother. Stick with that plan.
I'm sticking with the plan.
That's the message. Stay with the plan. I know it's tough, but you got folks there that is encouraging you, you know, and we will let you know.
Stick with the plan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, stick with the plan, Rich Money. Stick with the plan.
Oh, now, see, you didn't have to do that. You did not have to do that, Lavina. I see how that happened, bro. Brother. You see how that happened, Brother Eric? She didn't do what you said that I did. She did Lavina.
I can say this for the longest. It just goes to show. You see how we having a good time? See, some folks got the wrong idea about Christianity.
Come on, sir.
You know, we don't serve a stuffy God, I tell you.
That's
that.
Right.
You know, we serve a God that wants us to be joyful. You know, you can find delight in him. Find delight in the Lord, like we're doing right now. Loving.
That's right.
You know, loving on one another and just keeping one another upright and in his light, you know?
Amen.
This is a beautiful thing. I'm so happy to be part of this right now.
Very proud.
Amen. Now we are serious from time to time, but we do have a good time as well, you know, and I believe that's what it's about. You know, we can still come together and share our testimonies and say what we're thankful for and just come together on one accord, you know, but at the same time, there's some fun, you know, in it too. Of course, I always have to, you know, pick with Rich. You know,
yeah,
I
you do,
to,
don't you?
All the time, all the time, all the time.
I can do
that's
that.
All right, bro, Rich, you got an advocate in Jesus, and I'm down here doing my part.
And Minister Weathers, we do thank you for all that you do. We do thank you for all that you do.
Well, it's the glory to the glory of God. It ain't nothing I do, child. It's what the Lord do through me.
You know, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing because you've been a blessing to myself and to Rich as well. So I do want to thank you for that. We're going to go to another caller, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual
Hello?
Sunday. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear
me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, this is Elder Sheldon.
Hey.
I first want to say I do appreciate your program. And second of all, I must say I thank God for allowing me 27 years to preach the gospel.
Oh, my.
Celebrating my 27 years yesterday.
Amen.
And I'm loving Jesus more and more. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, okay. Well,
amen.
Congratulations. Of course, on behalf of GQ Palace, we do want to wish say congratulations to you. And Elder Sheldon was also a guest, a special guest on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday as well.
Amen.
So I want to make sure that we mention that. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to another song. I think our special guest call just dropped, so we're going to go to a song and then get him back on the line. And then we're going to come back and continue with the show.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me
that, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh,
anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
but I'm here by grace.
Oh,
through Christ by faith. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
See,
God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first He started right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. A man, a sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time He knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause He owns all the cattle on the hill. And He's the God who wipes my tears every month enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
how
God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
I do want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we had playing the music there. Not sure what happened, but we took care of it, so that's all that matters. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, I'm here too, listening. I'm still here. I heard
here,
the
Devil.
Technical
That's right,
difficulty.
Devil. We're still here. We're still here, Devil. And we ain't going nowhere.
I heard that technical difficulty.
Yeah, Devil, we're still here.
The boss has to listen in, and of course he hears that there was some technical difficulties. Which money we fixed it, though, so...
I know. I got faith in you. God is good all the time. He can't stop it.
Devil's busy today. But I do want to share just a little testimony, or just say what I'm thankful for. Chris Bunny had mentioned that all of us went to church this morning, and we had two services this morning at church. And I tell you, We travel far. We travel actually to Long Island, which is from we are, it's like an hour and a half away to go to church. And getting there, of course, is up early. Church service starts at 11. So we have to make sure we get up early, get there on time and everything. And today we actually had a tribute to Black History Month in Egypt. And our little one, Destiny, she was actually praise dancing. She praise dances at the church. So she was praise dancing today. And I felt a little bad because we couldn't stay for the whole program because we had to come back and do spiritual Sunday. So, of course, on my way out the door, I'm like telling some of the ushers, you know, because I didn't usher today. Truth be told, I haven't ushered in a couple of Sundays. But that's only because I've been extremely busy, but I'm there. So I know that I'm forgiven. You know, because I'm there, it's just having the time to usher and then work and do everything. It's just a lot. So I leave that all to my mom, who's the president of the usher board. So with all that being said, I just want to say thank you to Destiny for doing a wonderful job. She was praise dancing to Alicia Keys' Superwoman. That was her tribute that she did at church. Everyone had to pick a song. And one of the members of the church came to us and said, okay, well, you know, we'd like Destiny to praise dance. At first, I'm like, okay, we have to pick a song and who is she praise dancing with? You know, because when you have to praise dance with other people, you have to practice with other people. And practice and living an hour and a half away is kind of hard. So with that being said, she said, no, we want Destiny to do it by herself. So Destiny, which is our little nine-year-old, she actually taught herself her own praise dance to the song.
Wow.
So that was amazing. I mean, she's done it before, but usually I'm helping her and I'm coaching her. You know. But this time I didn't. You know, she went right on the laptop, right to YouTube, got the song, started practicing and everything. And she did a great job, and she was the only one that praise danced today. Everyone else did by different skit, but she actually praise dance all by herself. And then, of course, after service, she's going to say, Mommy, are you going to put that on YouTube?
my.
Now, she's praise dance a couple times, and when she does it with other kids, you know, we only put one of them on YouTube, but when she does it by herself, we put it on YouTube for her, and tell all her friends to go to YouTube and look it up and stuff. But, you know, when you're praise dancing with other children and their parents aren't really a fan of Facebook and the social networking. So, you know, you have to respect exactly, you know, what their wishes are and their wishes not to have them on, you know, YouTube. So I will be putting up her her praise dancing today. I was a little nervous at first. You know, because she came in, spoke about, Mommy, I'm going to do a backflip and everything. And I'm like, I'm going to do a split, Mommy. No, no, no. Okay. Real fast. So, long and behold, you know, she did do an excellent job. So, I'm going to be putting that up probably later on this evening of her praise dancing. So, I'm thankful that she was just so committed, you know, to the assignment that was given to her.
And you know, Sister Lavina, that's a great, for me, that's a great example of why Christ said that unless we be like little children, we no ways wise enter into the kingdom. A child is easy to learn and they're teachable, and they can, and once they really get to know you, they're very trusting. And you know, that's where we're supposed to be in our relationship with the Lord. Going back to that song, Just Trust My Plan. She says she's going to be doing a black backflip, and she believes she was going to do it, and I'm sure she did it.
Yes, she did some back handspring thing. I don't know. I can't do it, but she tore herself.
Well, no, but to them that believe, all things are possible.
Yes,
that's right.
You should have seen her, and you should have seen me. I was like, oh, my God, please be careful. Please be careful, because this
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing that we have to understand in our relationship with the Lord, because our inner Our struggle is with ourselves. Our natural self is telling us to be careful, be careful. And the Lord says, go and walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Yeah.
And just trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. I got you.
The first time she did that, I turned my head. I couldn't watch. And the second time she did it, I was like, oh, Lord, Marie about to break her neck. She was about to break her neck. Because she's not in gymnastics or nothing, but she's just so tiny. And she's just so flexible. She just does it all. So she was actually teaching herself how to do her own backflip, some backhand spring type thing. I don't know. But whatever it was, she did it in the beginning. So when she told me, well, Mommy, I added this in, I had to go to everyone and tell them, can you do me a favor? Can you move that sign right there? You know, but she kept telling me, Mommy, I said, no,
That's
can
right.
they move that sign over
That's
there?
Right. That's right. And bless her soul. Bless
you know,
her
do,
soul.
You know, I do want to, you know, just tell her she's listening, that she did a wonderful job, and, you know, Mommy and Daddy are very, very proud of her, and we are going to put it on YouTube for you in a little while, so she can tell her friends to go see it on YouTube. You know, they're very savvy into the, you know, computers and technology and stuff. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that, of course, my fiancé, Rich Money, joined me in church this morning, and the plan is, after he got baptized, he said, listen, I want everybody to get baptized. Everybody has to feel what I'm feeling right now.
Wow.
How beautiful.
It was a wonderful thing. And I said to him, I said, when everything was done, I said, how you feel? He said, I feel good. I don't know. I just feel so good. I'm like, okay, good. As long as you feel good. You know, because, you know, being a diabetic, you know, and just finding out. It's a big thing.
That is so wonderful.
Thanks. So he, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for him and thankful.
That's
for my,
beautiful.
You know, and of course everyone that takes part in it. And I'm also thankful for all of the words of encouragement that everyone gave me with dealing with my job, because I work at a psych hospital with psych patients, and it's a lot. I deal with teenage girls from age of 13 to 19. And I pray all the time. I pray for everybody. And, you know, I try and save the world. That's my key. I'm like the one that's always in there, like, all right, you can do this. You know, stay positive with this. You know, let me give you a little Bible, you know, but don't tell anyone I gave you the Bible now, because you're not supposed to do that. You know, so I'm one of those people that, you know, try to always keep everyone, you know, encouraged. So I just wanted to share what I was thankful for.
That's beautiful.
We do have a call. We're going to go to, I think, Brother Sandro. You there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to say something, or?
Oh, actually, I wanted to share just very briefly one of my writings, and it's on my site, but it's my daily mantra. Mm-hmm. Is that all right? Just real briefly.
Sure.
Okay, this is what I say. I strive to say this every day. And it goes, thank you, Father God. You are all that and more to me. I give you the praise and offer you the sweet fruit of my lips. Please forgive me of all my transgressions and sins. Mm-hmm. I praise and worship you in the highest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You love me like no one ever has, can, or ever will. I've decided to make you my number one priority, come what may. I just love you, I love you, I love you. When I'm alone, I'm actually not, because you're always here. You've never left my side, and for that, thank you, Lord. Because you would have had every right to leave me in my wrong and degradation. Mm-hmm. Even when I strayed away, lost my ever-loving mind, you've kept me. And for that, I am ever grateful. You've kept me safe, healthy, and out of harm's way, just like a loving father does. Thank you, Jehovah. You've healed me in so many ways and on so many occasions. And then I have my holy touch invocation. I say, you touched me just now. I felt your touch. It was warm, a feeling of love, comforting and soothing. Thank you. You touched my heart, what a breakthrough. Oh, you touched me, gave me a feeling inside like no one else can. Just a touch, let me know everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can actually find that on the site that Sister Lavina was talking about, ericdendros.hubpages.com, along with my all my other inspirational writings. And, so.
That was great. I'm looking forward to reading more. Now, do you post every day, or how often do you go there?
I say that to myself every day, that same one I strive to. I mean, it's just that came out of, like I said, around that time where I had that renewal of the mind where I just had to start seeking God first. And then that's when, I mean, I'm telling you, like the scripture says, it's true. Blessings will chase you down.
That's right.
You know, when you start going after him earnestly.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and that's part of it, because words are powerful. Life and death lie in the power of the tongue. So when you speak these words and you speak over your situation and over your life, you're speaking things and you're calling things that aren't as though they were. You
That's
know?
Right.
That's right. Amen. What we're going to do, we're going to bring on another caller, and then I have a question after the caller is finished. Welcome to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
I'm sorry, this is Kia.
Hi, Kia. How are you?
Fine. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So kind of you.
Would you like to share your testimony
that
you're thankful for?
Yes, I'm just, you know, like I said, yesterday we buried my cousin, which, you know, was a beautiful service, beautiful homegoing for her. I just thank God for my aunt because, you know, this is a tough for her because it's her first, you know, very child. So, and a lot of family members came in for this, funeral and everything, and I like, you know, the way, you know, my mother always said, you know, give people their flowers while they yet live, and that's one of my things. You know, I'm blessed that I have had the opportunity to share some things with her, to be around her, to listen to her last week sing happy birthday to me, knowing that she would not be around for my birthday. I'm just blessed because, you know, I just look at some of my cousins who have fallen out the church, that have not been back to church, that, you know, they, you know, saw the service yesterday and, you know, whatever the meaning, the cause, why they, you know, have not come back to church or, you know, I don't question that. That's they have to get their stuff right with God. I can't, you know, I can just let them know, you know. Then I had the opportunity to see one of my cousin's good friends. I haven't seen this person in a long time. And when she was sharing with me something about her addiction and, you know, stuff that she was going through, you know, she's like having been back to church, you know, things that was going on in her life, to hear the sermon that was going on about Mita's life and, you know, celebrating her life and everything. And then I remember something that my pastor always preached when he preached to someone, when they always, you know, talk about, you know, about the addiction, the needle marks in their arm. And I always, and I told her, my pastor always say that, you show him your needle mark, he'll show you his nail print. So, and I look at her, and I thought, don't make that an excuse not to come to church. Because, you know, you have to get yourself, you know, yourself right. You know, once save, always save. I was told, you know. So, you know, but I'm just hearing what she was saying yesterday, and she came to church today. So, you know, that was, you know, I told her, you're welcome anytime you want to come. You know, the doors of the church is always open. Any doors of the church, not necessarily that be my church, any doors of the church is open. You have to make, you have to put that foot out to go, you know, and get that understanding for yourself.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty sure you have not learned that, you haven't learned how not to pray, because everybody should know how to pray, because, you know, find it within your heart to come. And sure enough, she came to church today. And I just thank God for her, because my mother always said, you never know what no one's going through. You
That's
just
right.
never know what anybody's going through. So it depicts on how you walk into a church. If you walk into church sad and somber, that's how people going to look at you, as sad and somber. Whatever,
yeah.
You know, church is a place to keep yourself right. Everybody in church is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ain't nobody in church right. So I was taught that's where you come to get yourself right.
That's right.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, and she came, and, you know, and she had a good time. She said she'd be back next Sunday. And I didn't want it to seem like, you know, what meets is homegoing, which is, you know, because one thing about, you know, Misa, she knew the Lord. So it wasn't no crying or anything. All that suffering, all that pain, it was gone last week, Saturday.
Mm.
Right? 11:35, all that Misa went through for years, it was gone.
Right.
So it was just good to see family members that have strayed away from church, that, you know, was yesterday in church for the first time, you know, I just said now what they said, you know, always take funeral and family reunions for people to get together. And I understand it now when more and more, when it doesn't have to be this way, you know, but I'm just glad that, I'm just grateful that my aunt, you know, she had her sisters around her. She had her brothers around her. She had a father. My grandfather's from South Carolina. She had all her family members to help her lay her daughter to rest yesterday. So I always, you know, people always ask me, because, you know, when you want to go to the cemetery and Friday marks my sister's anniversary. I can't go to the cemetery unless I go to South Carolina. But I thank God for keeping me over the years.
Yes.
I don't have to go to her cemetery to visit it. I just know, I just thank God for her life. I thank God for just allowing me to remember her the last time I saw her and everything. And just thank God for seeing another birthday. I've always been a child that I didn't need much. I didn't want much. I'm just grateful to see another birthday. That's all. I woke up Saturday morning just thanking God to see another birthday, because I didn't have to see another birthday. But I saw another birthday. And so that was it. It was in church, was good. So church is always good.
That's right.
I may, you know, celebrating birthday. But one thing about me, and my mother don't play, I don't care how, you know, you can hang, whatever, but she was to turn around and see you in church on Sunday morning.
That's right.
That's she will be dialing your number. That's one thing I do not play with, because I know. All I'm going to do is have to turn around and look, and she just saw me, and she knew I mean, I was tired, but I do not play with that. I am always, especially if I'm home, or I always, if I'm away, I'm in somebody's church. That's
my mom,
it.
My mom used to tell me, if you go to the club on Saturday night, you can be in church Sunday morning.
Yep. And I grew up Southern way. You know, I don't know Sunday morning. My mother ain't playing. You ain't out of the house on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
She ain't playing. I got a tradition Sunday morning. She don't play. I'm dry cleaning all the way. I'm dry cleaning. They don't matter to me if whatever Sunday, whatever first Sunday, whatever. I always have that outfit is already out. But
that's right.
I'm always in church no matter what. I can walk in my house 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm laid up 3 hours, get up, shower, whatever, get ready for church.
That's
And I better be in Sunday school on time.
All right.
Now. That's what I wanted. So I was in Sunday school. He doesn't play this way. So I was in Sunday school. When I was in Sunday school.
That's right. Because, you know, when you grow up into church, you know, when you have, you know, parents, you know, like such as your mom and my mom, they're not playing. Listen, I don't have a problem with you going out, but you better make sure that when those church doors open, that you're right in there. And
right.
I know one time I was like, Mom, call me. She's blowing up my phone. Now, mind you, I'm at the church. I had pulled up. I was just gathering my thoughts because I had just got home like 2 hours before.
So I was gathering
my thoughts. And as soon as I walked through those doors, she said, I knew you better have been here. I said, I was outside.
That's exactly how my Deacon Henderson and Deaconess did not play. Let me act like I ain't know where I was at. I better act like I know what church is.
Amen. Yeah, I thank God, you know, for having parents that was just so focused and so, like, listen, the structure was there. You are going to be in church every Sunday morning, and you better be here at 8 o'clock when study on Bible school is about to start. Sunday school is about to start because we're going to have
and
a problem.
And you better know those two Bible verses, too.
look.
You better know those two Bible verses.
I know you say she's been set free now, she's good now, but the young lady you mentioned with the needle mark, and it is so imperative for people that is letting anything, not just addiction, anything hold them back, any type of guilt, two Bible verses. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we serve a grace, a God that's full of grace. And then also Psalms 136:1, His mercy endureth forever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you know, just to add on what Brother Eric is saying as well, this body, that flesh of ours, that thing ain't going nowhere but to the grave where it comes, and back to the dust from whence it comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's our soul that we need to be concerned with, and so therefore there are no marks on your soul when you've been blood washed.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You've been washed clean. You've been made whole. And one thing that I would want to say, so we don't want folks out there getting confused here, or getting a little twisted or whatever. When we're out there and we're coming into, you know, salvation and church, and we're being made to get to church because you're young and all this, that, and the other, that's to get you in there. Because once you get in there, then hopefully what should happen is that we should look to get into a personal relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
And then once we get that personal relationship with the Lord, hanging out in the clubs on Saturday, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then making it to Sunday school, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
Yep. That's what I did when I was in the world as a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen. There ought to be a difference. Our Sunday school lesson this morning came out of Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and I think the 5th through the 12th verse, and it talked about being clothed with Christ. That means that the old man and the things that were a part of us before we got saved, that thing is supposed to die. We're supposed to mortify the deeds of the flesh daily. And then put on the righteousness of Christ, the new man, and live in the spirit as opposed to the flesh. So we don't want to get folks confused out there. You know, God, I'm sorry, God ain't blessing your mess. Out there hanging in the club and getting your groove on and dropping it like a hot until 3 o'clock in the morning, and then got the audacity go home, get a shower, some of us, and then show up in there in Sunday school and then in worship service talking about hallelujah. I'm sorry, that's a form of godliness and forever denying the truth, and that's honoring God with your lips and your heart being far from Him.
I hate to tell people this.
I'm not a beat down type of a minister or a child of God. I don't believe in beating people down, but I believe in letting people know the truth. The Bible says that there's going to be some folk that are going to come before God and Jesus Christ on Judgment Day, and they're going to stand before Him, and they're going to believe they got a reward coming, a crown. Lord, did I not preach in your name? Did I not heal in your name? And He's going to look at them with total disdain and say something like this. you know what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity or sin. I never knew you.
That's right.
I never knew you.
Well, did you hear I said used to? Did you hear I said used to, though, right? I'm just throwing that in there. You heard I said used to, right? You heard me, Minister Weathersby, right?
Oh, no, I know I said that. I heard that, but I just want to make sure that people, because a lot of people don't be hearing everything. I hear everything. But a lot of folks that be listening, they don't be hearing everything. They hear things, where, you know, it's just like, well, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves. We got selective hearing sometimes.
Right.
Some folks just be listening to stuff and hearing what they want to hear.
Yes, go ahead,
Pia. You don't necessarily have to be out. You can be, like, out with family members at, like, my cousin's house. You know, over there, and you're just having a good time talking, and we all know we got to get up to go to church. Well, some of us, well, I know. I'm the one who always goes, y'all know I got to go to church. Oh, yeah, you got to go to church. You know how your mother, you know, because that's how she is. I mean, you know, that's how my mother is. I'm at my cousin's house. We hanging out, you know, after the repast, we was all together. Then last night, I said, oh, come on, get out. I went over. I saw it was almost 2:30. I said, oh, my God, I got to get up. Go home. It's like, yeah, you know how Aunt Sarah is. I say, yeah, okay, I know she can ask. She, you know, put her eyes and she see me walking to that door. Like, I got to leave you all. But that's how, even if I'm at somebody's house, I'm just like, you know, we talking or whatever. And I don't realize what time it is and I'm having a good time. But best believe I know how to exit myself and leave and go home because I know what I got to do on Sunday morning.
I go to church
on Sunday morning. I have DVR so I can take my game.
We're
going to
bring on another caller, okay?
All right.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi. I was not going to come on the air tonight. I listened to the whole show, as I often do. However, my heart is heavy right now. I'm going through a lot. And I'm just going to, as usual, ask for prayer. Please. That's all I'm saying tonight. I'm not saying anymore. I'm trying to hold back my tears. Y'all know I'm a strong woman. I don't hardly ever let anyone see or hear me cry. But there does come a time sometimes in your life where you need to vent. You need to cry out, you know. And I'm a prayer warrior. I pray all the time, every day. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time where you need to vent, and I'm venting, and I'm calling out for help. Y'all know. Y'all know the word of prayer. Pray for me. I love y'all, and thank you.
Love you too, and you know that we will definitely pray for you. You know we will.
I know y'all.
On a day that goes by that I don't call your name in prayer, you know, I love you very dearly. And of course, you know that after the show, I will be calling your phone. you know I will be. And
I
we'll
know.
See.
I know look, you will.
Look, we'll sit and we'll cry together on the phone. Don't you worry.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Yep.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Right, we'll cry so much until we start laughing by the time we're
right.
Yeah.
Look up and look at each other and see tissue all over the face. Wipe your face so hard with tissue.
Yeah.
Gotta keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Yes.
Whatever it is, Rachel, God is still good.
Yes, He is. And, you know, just stay encouraged at all times, you know, stay positive. I don't have to say always pray because I know that you're a prayer warrior and you just pray all the time. And at some point, you know, but at some point in time, you know, sis, you got to be able to say, you know what, I'm just going to let it all go and leave it to Him. You know, you gotta do that because sometimes, you know, nothing against the men, I'm just saying, sometimes as women and having families and, you know, working, you know, extremely hard, you know, you tend to lose sight of your health, your strength, you know. And you
it's our humanity. It's our humanity.
Know. Right. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that, you know, you don't lose that focus and lose that faith, you know. You have to make sure that at all times, you know, you stay humble, you pray, and as you pray, you make sure that you're asking for the strength, you know, you're asking for the wisdom, you're asking for the courage, you're asking for all these things that we need on a day-to-day basis. You know,
right.
we can't forget that. You know, we really can't forget that whatsoever. So what we're going to do is we have, before we ask for prayer,
Before I ask actually our special guest to close in prayer, I would like the spiritual leaders to give words of encouragement to Rachel first, please.
You know, Lavina, you said something. You said something that was very important about letting go. That's extremely important. We have to learn how to release things that are troubling us and that are bearing down on us, these burdens of ours, because if we fail to do that, then what happens is we end up stockpiling those things. And when we stockpile them one on top of another, then all it takes is something as light. I mean, I've used this before, something as light as a feather, and that thing will cause us to break down and be totally out of control and lost and to the point of desperation. And unfortunately for some folks, they're not strong enough to overcome that, and it has taken them. So what we don't want to do is allow whatever it is that's troubling and bothering us to have a hold on us. We have to release that thing. That's extremely important. And that don't mean that you just have to just go on and just tell your story to everybody, but you
right.
do need to release it. Amen.
Amen.
And first off, release it to God. But then again, the Lord has given you some people, and Lavina's, like she said, she's going to be calling you.
That's
Let
right.
it go. Let it go. Whatever it is, release that thing. And it won't have no hold on you. I mean, that's not to minimize whatever it is, but
right.
our God is greater.
That's right.
Yes.
He's greater than our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
that's what we have to really understand. And some people would say, well, you know what? You ain't really understanding the situation here. No, but I had things that I've gone through. I'm relying upon that and
right.
knowing that there's nothing that is too hard for God to handle for on our behalf if we just allow him to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Sister Rachel, I don't know you, but I'm pleased to make your acquaintance on this program. And I feel that you're definitely a strong woman of God. I can feel it, you know. And so I know you know the story of when Peter, that you know, when Jesus was walking on the water.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so while I'm going that with that, you know, Isaiah 26 and 3 talks, says how he'll keep us in perfect peace as long as we keep our minds stayed on him. And to go back with Peter and Jesus, you know, if you just keep your eyes on the prize, on the master, on Jesus, you know. And I feel your faith is strong, but just fortify that faith even more. Just keep going. See, the devil, he wants to trick you and believe in that it's over. You're done. You're finished. You might as well throw in the towel. But he is a liar, you know.
That's right.
He don't have nothing. He's not going to get nothing. And he can't claim your promise. I declare in the name of Jesus right now that he won't
right.
have the life, that he won't have all the blessings that God has there for you, you know? So just know that, as Minister Withersby mentioned earlier, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, you know? And again, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
God, believe also in me. That's what Jesus said. And lastly, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I have,
right,
said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and it goes on. And, I mean, we serve a mighty good God that is there in all types of times of struggle, calamities. You know, even when we give up on ourselves, he's there. He's never given up on us.
Amen. Amen. Brother Bandros, can you please, before we do that, just to bring a little tad bit of humor into it, I was pronouncing his name wrong, and he told me that, like, Vandross, you know, and I said, yeah, that was my first husband, you know, Luther Vandross. In my head, when I was younger, that was my husband, I'm just saying.
I was going to say, child, you just gave us a scoop. Thank you, Palace. Y'all doing a whole lot of stuff.
And it ain't nothing wrong with that.
You just gave us a scoop.
Look, in my head, he was my husband. Then I found out about some things, you know, and I realized he wasn't really my husband.
Oh, so this is not a home.
Exactly. So, of course, I just wanted to share that. That's why I keep pronouncing his last name the way that I do, because every time I pronounce it, I'm thinking Vandross, you know, like you said, and thinking of my, you know, my husband.
Your ex,
you know, your ex. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
God have mercy, you're right.
So I forgot to share that with Rich that I was once married at one time in my head. You know?
It was good for the soul.
Yes, yes. So in closing, Brother Vandross, can you please?
Yeah, because I'm still listening. I didn't know she was married before.
Lord, the key word was
still married to him. I don't know, bro.
In my head.
Yeah, that's just a Lavina. I don't know, you know.
Do some checkup on this shit. Yeah.
In my head, I was wondering.
Hey, you're not the only one, Lavina.
Okay, thank you.
But she's the only one engaged to Rich Money.
I know.
Uh-huh.
See? That's right. So in closing, if you can lead us out in prayer. But before we do that, what we usually do on our Spiritual Sunday is I just want to thank everyone for listening. I thank all the callers. I thank the special guests. I always thank Minister Weatherby for blessing us with his presence with GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, as well as, you know, some of the other shows. For everyone that's listening in, I do hope that you enjoyed the show, and next week that you'll press the one button so that you can join us and just share what you're thankful for. If it's something as easy as you're thankful for waking up this morning, just something as little as that. You know, that right there speaks for itself. You know, blessed to wake up this morning, blessed that you opened your eyes. That right there is a testimony by itself. So hopefully next week, please don't hesitate to press the one button for anyone that's listening in on the computer. You can also call in next week as well at 646-200-3838 and just press one to join in. But I just want to thank everyone. Does anyone have any final thoughts that they want to say? Or I know the special guest gave his information on his website. If you want to give the information again so that people can go on your website and they can follow you, you know, and what you're doing as well, you can give that information out as well. Minister Weatherby, I know you have your book. If you want to share that information, you can do that as well.
Absolutely, yes. Again, Eric Vandross, and you spell my last name, B as in boy, E-N, B as in David, R-O-S-S. That's Eric with a C. So the site is where you can find all my inspirational writings and then other writings. I've interviewed celebrities and things like that. Eric Vandross at Hub, that's H-U-B as in boy, pages, pages.com. And also my group on Facebook, Tributes to My Reason for Living, the inspirational group. We share as the Holy Spirit leads us, you know, just the goodness of Christ. Definitely want to become part of that. And someone has actually already gotten blessed. We had an A&R person within the group that was calling for artists. And also she was also on another show on Friday night. So,
right.
You know, that group is definitely blessed. Debbie Panicky, yes. I want to give a shout out to her. And yes. Just, you know, I want to thank all of you, you know, for having me on.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, a special shout out to Debbie. Wonderful lady. I met her. Hopefully we'll be able to bring her on the show so that she can have an interview based on what she does. And I explained to her, as well as she can go on to do general questions if she want to just do a topic. That's open to everyone that can go on, ask their question, and just give feedback on it on a Friday night show. And that spot is from 6 to 6:45 or from 6 to 7. So anyone can definitely contact us on Facebook to be added to the GQ General Questions. You can just type in GQ Palace, and that'll bring you to
at least 4 or 5 pages that we have. If you go to Google, you can type in GQ Palace, and that'll give you the information for, I believe it's the 14 websites that we're on. We just added like 2 or 3 other websites, but you can also search us on you can search us on Google as well.
Oh, did we want to mention about April 7th?
Sure, you can mention about April 7th.
Okay. Again, shouts out and much love to Rich Money and Sister Lavina, because they're giving me the opportunity to have my own show, Messenger of Light. It will be debuting on April 7th, following Spiritual Sunday.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Before we close, I just want to bring on one more caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Hi, this is Debbie from Connecticut.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Nina, how are you?
Good. We were just giving you all sorts of shout-outs.
I want to thank Eric for the shout-out, but I also want to say what a fantastic, inspirational, and encouraging show this is. I wish I'm going to share it as many places as I possibly can. This is my first time listening, and I can't believe how inspired I feel, how closer to my God I feel, and also I just want to say God is so incredibly loving, and we all face so many trials and tribulations, and I heard one thing that is I put as an affirmation for myself, and that is to always lift it up to God and not let it rest on your own shoulders, because we tell the storm how big your God is, and you know, there's a big amen to that, because he doesn't expect you to ride around with it sitting on you. He's got better things planned. And I just think it's a fantastic show.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And as always, of course, since we just met, we did just meet, and it's an honor to have met you, and I look forward to seeing you more.
Thank you, Davina. Thank you. All right. Thank you. And Eric, thank you. All right. Everyone else, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Minister Weathersby, do you want to give your information out as well?
Well, praise God. I'm a minister of the gospel, praise God, but I also write, and I've written a book on marriage, a relationship titled Unless God Builds the House, and that can be purchased through ZulonPress.com, the publisher, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com through ebook and paperback, and praise God, and fairly soon I'm looking forward to the second book to come out on family relationships titled Check the DNA, Whatever Happened to We Are Family. Amen. And both of these are totally inspired by God and the Holy Scriptures, and it supports what the Bible really, we have to really just open up the book and just get into it, because it's real simple. Our relationships in our marriages and in our family mirror what God expects between us and him. And if you don't do it right in your marriages, if you're not doing it right in your family, you're not doing it right with him. I don't care what you think you're doing, you're just not doing it right. So that's the message that God has given me, and that's the ministry that I have, and I'm looking forward to whatever else the Lord will have me to do. And as always, for me, it's always about to God be the glory, because he's the one that give us the will to do. And the sister just said about putting it all in God's hands, he says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Your cares and your burdens because I care for you. So we don't need to be carrying around no load that God says, give it to me.
That's right. Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
To that.
Brother Denver.
Yes.
Can you take us out in prayer, please?
Absolutely. Dear gracious and eternal Father, Lord, we beseech you right now, and we thank you We thank you so much, Lord, for your unconditional love. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with another day. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to commune together in your name, for it is our sole purpose to glorify you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be vessels, to get your word across, to get your inspiration across, this life-saving word. Lord, we thank you right now, Father God. And I ask you, out of everyone under the sound of my voice, anyone dealing with hardships, calamities, Lord, I ask you to bring down your Holy Spirit and touch them. Lord, deliver them. Break every yoke of the enemy, Lord, because he has no power. He's a defeated foe, Lord. We know that in the end, he will not win. Lord, we know that we are more than conquerors and we are the victors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I thank you for each and every one on this program right now, Lord. I ask that you bless them. Bless them abundantly. For we know in your word that you are our keeper, Lord. You are our soul salvation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 So that's the end of the show. I just want to thank everyone for calling in, everyone for listening, everyone that's on the computer. We thank everyone for all their continued love and support here at Jesus Palace, and we hope to speak to all of you next week, the same time, GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9. And as our special guest stated, that he will have his own show on GQ Palace starting April 7th. Following GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9, he'll go on from 9 to 10. And in the meantime, you can always go on his website and listen, check it out on his website to see exactly what he's doing and how God is continuing to move him. So everyone have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to speaking to everyone this week. And have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never. Would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.